how do you gain Instagram followers?
Follow other people, like other people's photos, comment on them. You know what I mean? Like, you just participate, just be part of Instagram, post funny stuff, get something that goes viral. But I think mostly like follow other people and comment on their stuff.
Yeah. So this lady wanted to get Instagram followers in the worst way. So I guess you can buy them if you want to. You can, I don't know.
When you buy them, though, they do a sweep and they get rid of them. So there's no point in buying.
Oh, so then you really have to get them like she's going to do. But the problem is she's already out of high school. She's in her way 20s.
Okay.
So she went posed as a student and went back to high school just so she could get Instagram followers.
Posed as a high school student on Instagram?
No, she actually went to the school.
But you show up and they know you don't go to school there.
Well, she's a new student. Hello, I'm a new student. My parents just moved from Africa.
But why would people, what is this, Mean Girls? That's the premise of Mean Girls.
Yeah, that's why I said that. It's exactly like Mean Girls. So, she decided to go to school and she's going to get friends.
Judging by her mugshot, she thinks it's funny. Police say 28-year-old Audrey Frances Skinny was so desperate to be followed and liked, she was willing to risk getting arrested. They say she trespassed into American Senior High School in Hialeah Monday.
She pretends to be a student, is walking around this high school, handing out pre-printed pamphlets with her social media Instagram name on it.
She's trying to get people to follow her on Instagram.
Wasn't this a movie? This was a Drew Barrymore movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Where she went back to high school and she worked as a newspaper reporter or something.
That's right. Yeah.
Instagram. Your Honor. Do me a favor.
See, but at the end of that movie, Drew Barrymore married the teacher and they lived happily ever after. Now this
nodding her head, appearing to agree as she hears the state make the case against her.
She's a 28-year-old woman.
Whatever, Your Honor. Whatever you say, I will respect you. Thank you.
School officials say she was asking students to follow her on social media when she was spotted by security guards. The incident report says she was able to get away on foot, but was tracked down at her North Miami Beach home where she was arrested. She may have been smirking for her mugshot, but clearly she's now aware of the consequences.
Mm-hmm. I may probably lose my job today.
Oh my God, what does she do for a living?
A spokesperson with the Miami-Dade County School District said school district staff is currently reviewing this security breach. We're live outside of TGK. I'm Christian De La Rosa, Local 10 News.
Yeah, how'd she get in? What about their security? That's what I'm saying. Okay, first of all, she looks 28. Mm-hmm. So when someone walks in, it's like, why is your mother here? You know what I mean? And who, I don't understand. Like, so if I was in high school and some stranger approached me and said, follow me on social media, I'd be like, no way, crazy person. Like,
mom.
Right. No way, mom. Like, I don't understand how she thought that they were going to just go, okay, we'll follow you. Like, I don't get. I mean, if you're as someone who's been new in schools many times, because we moved a lot when I was a kid, we were like in witness protection. I don't know what happened. We kept moving from like city to city. It's hard to make friends. It's hard to get, you can't get people to even talk to you, let alone follow you on social media if they don't know you. Like, this is a really bizarre plan.
Yeah, I guess she didn't think it through. I think she looked in the mirror and said, I could pass as a 17-year-old.
I look good.
I look damn good. I'm going to cover up all my tattoos and I'm going to go back to high school just to get Instagram followers. I mean, how many, what, you're going to get 50, you know, out of that? You're going to risk going to jail to get fit. I think she watched the Drew Barrymore movie and said, I can do that. I
was inspired. But it has to be a big, giant school. Like, I don't know how big your school was. We had a little over 1,000 kids in my high school. So you could probably get away with that in my high school because not everybody, like, even to this day, I have people friending me on Facebook and being like, we went to high school together. I'm like, we did. I don't even know who you are. I don't know your name. Yeah,
we had so many kids in our high school that when I walked down the halls, I would see new people every day.
Every day, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, that's a hot chick. And then the next day, he's like, oh, look at that hot chick. I've never seen that chick before.
It's the same chick.
So, no, it's different chicks. And it's just because there were so many people that went to school there. So I guess a 28-year-old could get away with it.
Right.
Because you just fit in with everybody else.
So David says he's obsessed with the Ellen story. He says it's typical Ellen. And she still has that stupid game show, though. Yeah, she does, because she's producing it. So she'd have to fire herself, which is why, you know. That's
and they the probably
whole thing.
Will. I mean, that show, I don't know when it's on either.
Right.
It's only on, I think, 2 weeks a year. I don't know when any of them are.
I love Leslie Jones. And I was like, when she took over for Supermarket Sweep, I was like, this is awesome. But I have to actually go to the channel and watch and like demand it on the app, because I have no idea when it's on. My boyfriend was like, why haven't we watched that in a while? I'm like, because I don't know when it's on. I don't know when, like, are there new episodes? Where do we find them?
And that's the thing, is you have no idea. And then they cancel shows, just like Prodigal Son. I was now starting to get into that. Gone. So the minute you start getting into a show, they cancel it.
They shoot that in my neighborhood, because I always see signs up that says, don't park here, Prodigal Son is shooting.
And now they won't have that no more.